Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Curti Hander is an energy detector and transformer who helps empath women to live peacefully by healing their inner turmoil. She's a certified Reiki Grandmaster since 2006, Realm Reader, Master NLP Practitioner, Hypnotist and Life Coach. In addition to this, Curti is an intuitive tarot card reader, angel reader, meditation coach and a channel of code of light, psychic and medium. Her vision is to create a paradise for empath women who are not able to understand why people around them always hurt them and leave them all alone in their life's issues. Her mission is to help women to understand their hidden powers and be powerful enough to fight the negative issues all alone. Hi, Curti. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm really excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Yeah, sure. Even I'm excited.
Excellent. I love it when we're excited. So where are you now? Can you tell us a bit about what's happening for you right now?
I'm in between started from deep in mess and trauma and everything and being in an abusive marriage and ran out of it and I'm in the middle right now, want to reach here, and I'm in the middle, bringing in tranquility for myself and my son as well, relaxing myself by helping people actually, because that's how we grow, we learn from people, and that's how I'm growing. I'm helping people and reaching to my goals in spirituality.
Excellent. And you were telling me a bit before the interview started a bit more about what you're doing with the energy and everything. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, actually, I'm an empath since childhood, and I was a claircognizant as well. So I download all the energies, and when I connect to a person, I can read their energy and get the guidance from their angels or whoever they pray to and can help them. So I'm an energy detector. I call myself energy detector just for that. So I read energies and help them to fill themselves with unconditional love to that extent where they won't feel lonely or negative, because I have been through all that and I don't want the same for the world. So I try to fill them with the bits and pieces that can help them build their life.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. So you mentioned like your story where you've been. Do you want to give us a bit more detail about how you've got up to this point?
The journey started since I was 16 actually. Yeah, 16. I'm sorry, 16 years old. And I somewhere read that Reiki can help people to achieve some health issues, and I was a chubby girl. Since then, I am a chubby girl. So I asked my mom to find someone who can attune me into Reiki, and somehow she found someone, and we both got attuned into Reiki first degree. Later on, I practiced and then stopped when I got the job, and later on, after almost three or five years, I got married, and then it was the biggest journey that started for me, because I wasn't able to conceive. I got the menstrual cycle problem for me, and it was a lot of trauma for me because there was a pressure from the family. So I started doing Reiki and law of attraction, everything. And then things started changing out. Before getting married, I was a grandmaster and I didn't even practice. So everything changed when I started doing Reiki again to get baby, to get conceived. And later on, everything went just fine, awesome. Then in 2012, my father died. He was on ventilator for 12 days, 13 days. And I kept hearing the sound that he's not going to survive. He's not going to survive. That was a big thing because it is unusual for me. It was unusual for me because how can you think about these words for your own father who's on ventilator, right? So it was totally a difficult thing for me. And after that, I started working on my, after his death, I started working on my psychic abilities and started connecting to the deceased people to help all those family members who were in grief. So that's how I started on spiritual journey. And so Spiritual Curatives was born. And in 2010, actually, I had felt that during an attunement, which my mom was teaching me, I got some vibrations and it drenched over me, and I was attuning without the steps which my teacher told me. So it was a totally different thing. And after my father's death, I started working on to my spiritual path. So that's how I reached here, where I had been in trauma and all the negative abuse, mental abuse and torture, you can say. And each day I used to wake up and be grateful. That's how I reach here at this point. So that was my story and trigger point or pinning point, whatever.
Yeah, it sounds like you had a few tipping points there for when you brought change into your life. So you were saying like you heard these different things. Was it like a lightning bolt or was it like a slow rumble that you kept hearing the voices or the energy or that sort of thing?
I don't know. Actually, at first, I used to talk to myself as though I'm talking to someone on phone and the person was invisible. I used to talk to myself when I was a kid. So not actually kid, but a teenager or as I was growing. But I didn't realize that it was my angels or whoever. Later on, when I started working on with angels and spirit guides, I come to know that I used to talk to them. And all this guidance keep coming in through some unnatural source, and I didn't used to know it. And one day I remember that me and my father was going for a morning walk together, and I asked him that a few days ago his friend came to our house whom I never met in my life. So I asked my father, had he came ever to our house or had I met him? He said, no, it was the first time he came to our house. And I was like, I already knew that person and the words he was saying at that moment. So it was totally a confusing thing for me growing up as a teenager who was claircognizant and used to see things inside the head and everything. So it's all about understanding your psychic abilities or your powers, which I got to do it later on in my life.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing, isn't it? I love it. So now if we fast forward to when you've been in business and say the last few years, have you had any challenges with business that made you feel like throwing in the towel?
Actually, many times. I didn't have any support of my husband and he was no money support, nothing. I used to save money and put it into my business, started my website and some ads and everything. That was when I used to think I need some help from the word and I didn't receive it. So it was a bit of struggling life. Then I started getting clients bit by bit, small. And usually I noticed that all the clients I was getting were my, just like me, mirroring me or one phase that I need to tackle to. So that's how I am growing. Actually, I think my life is all about learning. So that's how I am growing onto my business path as well.
Yeah, I love that. So, you know, putting one foot in front of the other all the time to keep going in business and that, you know, can be quite a bit, you know, challenging at times. But do you have a big vision that keeps you going?
Yes. I started out seeing all the big names, Marie Forleo, Tony Robbins, and all those glittery people. But they kept me moving on forward. But something changed in me when I saw Kenza Solomon. She's from Egypt and she changed my life. Actually, whenever I want to quit from my business, I go to her profile and look at her and see if she can do it, I can do it as well. She is a mom and she does everything. She have a life just like me, so I can portray myself with, I can actually feel at the same level with her somehow. And she has gone from here to here in her business. So I follow her. She's an awesome lady. She's the one whom I want to be like, or who keeps me going on each and every day when I want to quit. She's the one.
Oh, that's fantastic. So what about Ignition Point? Had things really started taking off at a certain point for you?
It was like I didn't know how to move on. For 2 years, I had been working on how to grow my business and my life actually as well. So because when you are here in the business and here in life, they can't move on totally perfectly and balance. So I try to keep them here. So I'm moving my life and business all together, working one step at a time, following the right people and creating plans accordingly so that I can move on and I can help people as well. My main motive is to learn and to teach it around the world. And I wish to reach more and more ladies who can learn from me and others as well and can thrive their life. So that's how I'm moving on.
Oh, that's awesome. So looking forward to, you know, now that you've been in business for a while and that, some of the new possibilities that have opened up to you, there must be a fair few, including the 1,000 Ripples Effect project.
Yeah. I saw her post in a group on Facebook and thought like, I should try because it was about kids. And at that time, I was focusing all my coaching thing for the kids only. And then something started tingling in my mind. And so I connected to Stacey and that was the best time. She talked to me and I was like, I am not good in this thing and that thing. And I want to write for this book, a short story. And the next day I got the idea and wrote a small story for her. And I just sent it out at the same moment. It was like reaching out to a mini me, or it was actually written to my son in his future, what I want to tell him. So I portrayed it in two ways. Like reaching out to myself as a younger me and to reaching out my son as a future self, as his future self. So it was two in one thing for me. And so I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, it's really exciting, isn't it, project? Because, you know, 1,000 authors with all their different takes on, you know, what their message is to children, you know, of a certain age. It's just, I can't wait to read them. And yours sounds fascinating. Yeah. So I can't wait to read that as well. So that's exciting. What else is exciting for you in the future?
I wish to have a beautiful life for myself and my son. And I have a great dream that whomever I touch just like that, I want to change their life forever. I want to transform their life from, of course, negative to positive. That's what I am looking forward in my future. Not at a business point of view, but as a human being, I wish to reach as many people as I can and transform their life.
Oh, love it. Love it. All right, let's have a change in pace and do a speed round.
Yeah, sure.
What's your favorite book?
You Can Heal Your Life by Louis Selhy.
Yeah, great one.
I love it.
Who's a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
My father and now Ken Solomon, I talked about. These are the two they helped me in.
Great. What daily ritual works best for you?
Meditation.
Yeah.
Meditation all the time. I can do meditation throughout the day.
I love it. What's your favorite food?
Chocolates.
It's a good one.
Chocolates. Yeah.
Do you like the country or the city?
My favorite country or city, right?
Yeah.
Country, I would love to go to America, and favorite place is Hawaii. I don't know why, but I have been thinking of going there someday in my life. What is the connection? I don't know. I don't know. Bro.
Yeah, Hawaii. That's amazing.
Hawaii. Yeah. I want to go there for once in my life. I don't know why, but somehow there's some soul connection or something between me and Hawaii.
Yeah. What sort of advice could you give to others to help them make change in their life?
Advice I love to give everyone is surrender all your needs and all your wants and all your desires to the God or the highest power you pray to, because that is the one thing that can change and transform your life. That helped me, and I keep pushing people to do that. That's the biggest thing to do each and every morning, and surrendering your whole day to the highest power.
So last question, if you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
That's a pretty difficult question, because I have so many moments where I would love to go back. And okay, if I have a time machine, I would go back to when I started working with Reiki and learned Reiki. I would tell myself to keep going on to this spiritual path by learning all those things which I learned in these 10 or 11 years, like tarot card reading and everything I am doing right now. I would suggest myself, the younger me, to do that at that moment so that you can change your life faster.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, well, thank you so much for your valuable time and sharing your story, Curti. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
My website, spiritualcurators.com, and you can reach me and read the blogs I write about how to ease up your life for empath ladies. And I have a freebie which is about surrendering, and the name is the Survival Kit. How to surrender so that you can manifest anything. So that is the first step, and it's a mini course and a PDF guide. So that is the first step for reaching out and moving ahead.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity, giving me this opportunity to reaching more people.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Igniters, Curti has come from an abusive marriage and trauma to now living a beautiful life. It's inspiring that she wants to transform lives from the negative to the positive. You can read more about Curti and her written blog posts on www.spiritualcuratives.com. If you want to take steps to live a happy life full of adventure and fun, go to my website, leanneblaney.com.